This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, everybody. My name is Brent Atwater. Welcome to Alive Again. We are so excited about our new season. We're expanding our subject matter to animal communication and pet healing and all sorts of things. And today, we're going to still be in the realm of the other side of how you can get guidance and answers from pet spirits on the other side in your dreams. And we also have with us today Joy. And Joy is the administrator of our Facebook group, Animal Life After Death, which we hope you'll go over there and visit, because if you have any questions or you're healing from the loss of your pet, we hope that we'll be able to help heal your heart and help it heal. We have over 700 videos over on YouTube that'll help you do that. And we're adding more every day, so come join us. And we're adding more podcasts all along, and we hope that you'll stay tuned and follow us through that. We thank Mark at Pet Life Radio for being the largest in the world, and we're grateful to be a part of it to help heal your heart. So, Joy, tell us about how you have had direction from dreams from your pets on the other side. I mean, how can they tell you? They're dead. How can they tell you what's going on Earth?
Well, it was during a time where my chocolate lab had an upset stomach, and this was after my black lab, Trig, had transitioned. It was, I don't know, maybe about a year later.
Okay, stop. We're going to stop right there. You know, I bet there are some folks out there who are going, what does she mean by transitioned? Well, transitioned means dead is not done. And you're going, what? Yeah. First of all, when any energy that lives inside a body, or an earth suit, we like to call it, or a pet suit, dies, they don't die. It's the earth suit or the pet suit that becomes discarded. And the living life force energy that made up the life force of that pet suit or earth suit transitions to the other side. So when you say, my pet died, one of the best things you can say to yourself and learn to say to yourself is, my pet discarded his earth suit and now moved into living energy of his spirit suit. He transitioned because the living life force energy, you can't put it down. You can't euthanize it. You can't kill it. That life force energy transitions to the other side and becomes electromagnetic energy on the other side. Eben Alexander, who was a neurologist, wrote a book about that. And I think that is something, look it up, Eben Alexander. And I think that that's something you find interesting, because it's not about dead is done. It's about transitioning from the earth pet suit to living spirit energy. And it's really critical that you separate the two, because you'll always, or I still cry over missing the earth suit. I miss Friend's pet suit more than anything in the world, but his spirit suit and I are busy all the time. So when she uses the word transition, it's trying to help teach you to separate a discarded pet suit from the living, and that's the key word, living spirit energy on the other side. Let's hear from our sponsors and then we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
All right, we are back. And Joy, if you will tell us now, sorry for interrupting you, but a lot of people look at me funny going, what does she mean by transition? She mean they're dead? And I want them to understand that transition is the truth. Dead is just the discarded pet suit. Go ahead.
Okay, so after my black lab Trig transitioned, this was maybe a year or so later, I have his sibling, a chocolate lab, and he was having problems with his stomach. And I just figured it was something he had eaten. Well, one of those nights I had a dream. And in the dream, Trig, the lab that transitioned, he was with me. And the lab I have now with me, the chocolate lab, they were both in the dream. And we were in a car riding down the road and had stopped on the side of the road to let them out to use the bathroom. And then Trig said to me.
Now, was this in the dream?
Yes, in the dream.
All right. Could you see him?
Turned to me. I could see.
Wait. Could you see him in the dream?
I could see him in the dream, yes.
And was his mouth moving?
His mouth wasn't moving, but he was looking right at me.
And you could feel what he was saying?
Yes, it was definitely words that were coming from him.
Like telepathically?
Yes, it was a knowing from him.
Got it.
And he said, it's all about what he leaves behind. And he was talking about Harley.
Now say that again.
Trig said, we had gotten out of the car. This is in the dream. We had gotten out for the dogs to use the bathroom. And as the dogs were getting back in the car, Trig said, it's all about what he leaves behind.
Okay.
And so when I woke up, I remembered the dream. And I hadn't asked, I didn't know at that time I could ask questions and get the answers in a dream.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that you can ask questions and get answers in a dream. That's true. For those of you who don't know about that, we'll tell you about it as soon as we come back from our sponsor.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back. Thank you, Mr. Sponsor, for being there. We certainly appreciate it. And if y'all got any ideas of folks who'd like to sponsor us, email us at Brent at Pet Life Radio, and we'll be glad to talk about all the great things that you have to offer the pet world. Because we're on the largest pet podcast grouping in the entire world, and we're honored to be here. Now, what she means is, did you know you can actually ask for answers and get them in your dreams? How do you do that? Well, one of the things you want to say is, in her case, Trig, what did you mean by that? Show me in a dream tonight and clarify it so that I readily understand what that dream was about. And somebody said, you can do that? Yes. And sometimes it takes between 1 and 3 days for you to get the answer, but you can say, I didn't understand what you meant in that dream. Could you show it to me again and be more clear about it? And wait and give them an opportunity to adjust, because they're having to learn on the other side how to get their energy messages down to you. They're going, that human's not getting what I'm telling them. And they're having to think, oh Lord, how do I get this to them so they get it? So you can ask, you know, I didn't really understand what you meant in that dream. Could you show me again and let it be more clearly so that I can understand it? So how did Harley do that with Trig?
Okay, so Trig, with him saying it's all about what he leaves behind in the dream that I had had, first of all, those aren't my words. That's not a phrase that I would have said.
Not how you talk.
Exactly. So, and the fact that I remembered it, because a lot of times I don't remember my dreams, but this was important and something I was supposed to remember, and I remembered it. And I went ahead and I was thinking about it and I was trying to figure out what it meant, because I knew it was from Trig, a message from Trig, and I knew it was something important. And I finally realized, with Harley having the issues with his stomach and just not feeling himself, that it was never anything he ate. It was about using the bathroom. Because in the dream the night before, we were driving and I stopped to let them out to use the bathroom, like on the side of the road. So
okay.
That was to let me know it's about, you know, his body not being able to use the bathroom. So it was never anything about what he ate, like I had thought. And then the dream let me know it was about going to the bathroom. So we made a vet appointment, and it turned out his anal glands, they needed to be expressed because he was not properly able to use the bathroom.
Wow.
So I never would have known it was about that versus something he ate. I mean, he wasn't to the level of needing to go to the vet. So I probably wouldn't have taken him if he remained, you know, like he was and hadn't gotten worse, if it had not been for that dream. So Trig gave me help, advice for his playmate in my dream.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Have you had any other things like that?
Yes, actually, this is from my grandmother.
Okay. So now, folks, you see, humans and pets, once they hit the other side, it's the same living energy. Because a human has an earth suit and a pet has a pet suit. So you're dealing with two living energies on the other side, and that's what I want you to notice. Because people say, well, human spirits can do that, but pets can't. No. Once the life force energy goes to the other side and it becomes a living spirit, it doesn't have an earth suit. It doesn't come in a girl boy or fish, ferret, horse, or dog. So it's really an earth suit that this living energy is wearing. And when it gets to the other side as a living spirit, they can contact you just like they did on earth, except they have to use electromagnetic energy. And today we're talking about how they do it in dreams. So how does your grandma do it?
Okay. Well, my grandmother transitioned 2 weeks after my black lab trig did. And it was a day where we were going to her, all of the family was meeting at her house to clean out the house and pack up the things and any items that we wanted, you know, to keep that were from my grandmother's to remember her by or that we could use, we were able to get. So we all met there at a certain time. And when I got there, I can't remember how much, but I was really late because I just didn't feel right going to get her things. You know, it wasn't like a, yay, let me go get all these nice purses and I just jewelry. She had tons of jewelry and it wasn't like that for me. So I just, when I got there, I was so late and everyone was going through all the stuff and all these different rooms. And I was feeling upset because I would think of my grandma being so upset if she knew all these people are going through her stuff because she just didn't, you know, she didn't like anybody going in certain rooms and stuff like that. So I just was really uncomfortable with that. So I just went and stood in the kitchen and I wouldn't go through the stuff. Well, later that night after I'd gotten home and went to bed, there was a box of stuff that my mom packed up for me since I just couldn't go through all my grandma's stuff and find things I wanted to take. So it was under my bed and I had a dream with my grandmother in it. And in the dream, she was telling me, Joy, you really need to go look in that box. And it was a dream of me and my grandmother standing together in the kitchen where I had just stood that afternoon. And we were watching everybody going through her stuff. She said, you need to go look in the box under the bed. And so when I woke up, I couldn't help it. I had to go right to the box under my bed because it was just such a strong message. And she was determined for me to go look under this box. And all the details were so clear. Well, I open up the box and I start pulling these gowns and clothes items out. And this bracelet falls, something heavy. It was a bracelet. Fell into my lap. So I picked it up and I loved this bracelet. It was so beautiful. It was little characters like dancing on it.
Oh, wow.
I think it was Chinese figures. It was really cool. And I eventually looked it up and it meant the goddess of happiness. That's what the figures on the bracelet meant. And I went in there to my mom and I was like, oh, mom, I love the bracelet. Thank you. She's like, what bracelet? And I said, the bracelet that you put in with the gowns and stuff of my grandma's. I went into that box this morning. I love it. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I went in the room and I got it and showed it to her. She's like, I've never seen that before. I said, yes, you did. You put it in this box when you packed the gowns up. She said, no, I shook all the clothes and all of the pillowcases, because there were satin pillowcases. She said, I shook those. There was nothing in them. Well, it came out of that box. And I had a dream from grandma. And she said to go in the box. So since I did not go through the stuff that afternoon, and because I just felt so awkward and just it really didn't sit right with me how everybody was being, I feel like that's my way of my grandma being able to give me something from her that was even more special and always remind me to be happy, being that the characters on this bracelet that nobody had ever seen before, but my grandmother did love Chinese stuff. So it also represents her. But for it to be the goddess of happiness, it's just a reminder to always be happy.
And I think that's interesting because one is you have the openness to listen to what you're dreaming, and then you have to have the courage sometimes when other people take you down and say, no, it wasn't, no, it wasn't, no, it wasn't, that you go, yes, it was. I know that I can feel this. And spirit will always back you up and they will always be with you to let you know that they're trying to get something across, because Sometimes it's not the spirit who's sending you the signs or sending you the dreams that's the one that's having a problem. It's you as a human being not going, huh, 1 + 1 = 2. Wow, really 2. And to stand and appreciate it. And I'm sure as you've listened, Joy listens to what she hears and she is aware. And sometimes you think, well, they're a little crazy with all that stuff. She's just pushing it too far. You'll find that when you listen and you think you're pushing it too far, you'll find that there becomes a pattern. And it's really not about pushing it too far. You'll find the pattern of the way that the spirit wants to send you signs and answers. And some do it in dreams and some do it in other ways. But always ask, show me what I need to know in the dream so that I can easily understand it. And that usually will help you get the answer you want if you have a dream that you didn't understand. And if you have, like Joy did, you hear it's always in the behind. If you have something like that, just like she noted, that's not how she talked. You will note that sometimes the words, because they're on the other side and they're not perfect getting those words here, is the words stand out. And you just sort of go, huh, wonder what that means. Now, she could have gone back and said, show me more clearly what that means. But she picked up on it, took him to the vet and found out the anal glands needed help. But that's important for you to always ask. Don't be afraid not to ask what did the dream mean, because that gives the spirit on the other side a second opportunity to be able to help you understand what they're trying to say. So thanks for listening today. Thanks for sharing, Joy. We appreciate it. Stay tuned. Keep us on your follow and subscribe. We'll look forward to seeing you on TikTok, YouTube. Got lots of books over on Amazon. And we'd invite you to join us on Facebook and see if we can help heal your heart and answer questions for you to get you through this horrific time. Y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.